Are you sitting quite comfortably? Then I'll begin.
And the Home Service will be on the air at 6:45 with a market report for farmers.
No, no, I'm the treasurer of the picnic committee.
Oh, the treasurer.
Answer, please, not to me, but to our producer. Cheerio. See you next week.
Night, James. Straight to bed.
Good night, Mum.
Good night, James. Sleep tight.
Off with the lights now,
please. And adult dudes on the planet are sitting in their slippers, sipping their sherries. But the people who love to rock and to roll are ready to ride the rock and roller coaster once more. You are listening to Radio Rock, and I'm the Count, and I'm counting on you as we count down to ecstasy and rock all day and all of the night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
Oh, get them on.
Favourite godson. Have we met before?
I don't think so.
No. There was a lost decade, so I always have to check. How's your mum?
She's fine. Not over fond of me at the moment.
She's a very attractive woman.
Well,
no, seriously, I mean to you, she's your mum. But to people of my age, she's a sexual legend. So, expelled.
That's right.
What for?
I suppose smoking was the clincher.
Drugs or cigarettes?
Both.
Well done. Proud of you. So your mum sent you here in the hope that a little bracing sea air would sort you out?
Something like that.
Spectacular mistake. But if you don't drown, we can at least help you to give up smoking and drug taking. I just have, and I feel so much better for it.
Cigarette. No, thank you.
Spliff?
Excuse me, everyone. Could I introduce Carl, my godson?
Welcome aboard. I'm the Count. Must be obeyed.
It's an honor.
Hi, Carl. Don't miss Simple Simon Super Sunday Smashes.
I'm Simon. That's why I just said that.
Hi, I'm Angus, the Nutsford. Hello there. I'm John, News and Information Gathering.
Hi, I'm Felicity.
I didn't think girls were...
Oh, I'm a lesbian. Oh. Who cooks?
Of course.
Have a piece of toast.
Could I have a
mouse? Don't touch those, I've just arranged them.
Do you know what a lesbian is?
I do.
Fun times, eh?
Anyone toast?
On Thick Kevin.
Ah, your delightful roommate.
Oh, great. I'm Carl.
Cool name.
Why Thick Kevin?
No idea.
It's because he's really, really thick.
This is, of course, Dave.
Wow.
Big, but very beautiful.
Welcome
to the Bowl of Love.
You know, if God were a DJ, he'd be on this station, Radio Rock.
Let's have a tune. I'm sick of this silence.
Monday morning feels so bad.
And that was the sound of someone who missed last Sunday's chart show.
Don't go mad and shoot yourself in the head. Listen to Simple Simon's show instead.
Why am I queuing up my own records?
While I was swimming, I passed by a squirrel.
I just broke the knob off the record player.
Let's do it right now. I'm busting for a wee.
Small knob. I
said, Mr. Squirrel, why are you swimming on your back?
Voila.
Well, I swim on my back to keep my nuts dry.
I'm on fire! All right, I'm out.
Well, you're probably still at school. It's 23, or you might be bunking off, in which case, good on you.
Carl.
Yes.
How you doing?
Okay, thank you.
You nervous?
A little bit.
Come over here.
Ben?
Yeah, come over here. Welcome. Turn around. I get the fuck out.
Okay, so the Tuesday night of fun starts here. We're ready. We're ready. Gather round.
Teams.
Okay, so the teams are Dave and the Count versus young Carl and Thick Kevin. Okay?
Don't worry, it's not because I'm actually thick, but I'm called Thick Kevin, it's just a nickname.
That's right. So, who wants to go first?
You want to guess?
I'll guess, fine.
All right, who's going? Oh. Big Bad Dave. No looking. 30 seconds starting from...
Nope! Oh, easy. You're president.
What?
Your president.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes. He wrote Oliver Twist.
Charles Dickens.
Yes. Miming.
Good.
Oh, lovely.
Lee Finger of the Rolling Stones.
No.
Mick Miming. Jagger.
Is a spy, 007.
Bond, James
yes.
Bond.
Oh, and the actor who plays...
Oh, hello, I'm James Bond.
The actor who plays...
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Quickly.
Oh, hello, I'm the Beatle.
No. That one doesn't count.
That was going to be good.
That's 6-2.
I feel good about this one.
Zero.
All right.
Okay, well, you
ready to rock.
Okay, the thing about Kev is you got to think outside the box. Think outside the box.
He's ready to rock.
Forget about the box.
He's ready to
rock. Go, Kevin, go. You can do it.
It's a type of bird, but it's wearing a hat. It's a type of bird, but it's wearing a hat.
Fucking genius.
Not so much a hat. Something that's at the top of a coat and attached to the coat and covers the head, but is not a hat.
A hood?
Yes, and now first name, a type of bird. So something hood.
Rubber
hood!
Oh. Yes! Yes!
Oh. Why did you just say lived in Sherwood Forest and has a bow and arrow?
Yeah. What? Who are you talking about?
Robin Hood.
I didn't know that.
Counting down.
Right, hang on. No, tricky one. Nice guy.
Nice guy?
Yes, very nice guy.
Really nice guy? Is that it?
No, has lots of friends. Has long hair.
Jimi Hendrix?
No, much older. No shoes.
I know what it is.
Nice guy, has long hair, doesn't have any shoes.
No shoes. Think about it.
Must be.
It's like watching a baby drown.
Wore a dress.
Dress.
Wore a dress.
But this is better not be Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, Jesus!
Obviously.
Rock on!
Why didn't you say it was the son of God?
Say? Now, there is one final matter to discuss. Pirate radio.
Oh, God.
In whose department does this fall?
That would be me, Prime Minister.
What's the plan, Sir Alistair? You're very popular.
And they're not actually breaking any law that we know of.
We're going to shut them down within the year. They are a sewer of dirty and irresponsible commercialism and low morals.
Indeed. Very well, I leave it in your capable hands.
Thank you very much, Breakfast.
Thank you all.
Again in 1 hour with me, John Mayford. Till then, this man.
This was the deal. I asked all of you to demand of me to do a very foolish thing. You sent in ideas in their millions, but one idea has defeated them all. So I'm proud to announce I will soon be the first person to say the F word on rock and roll radio in the United Kingdom of Great Britain. All right, my aim is not to offend, it is to entertain. But also perhaps to educate a little.
Because if you shoot a bullet, someone dies. When you drop a bomb, many die.
If you hit a woman, love dies. But if you say the F word, nothing actually happens. So here it comes, especially for you, the F word. First, though, this very fine piece of music.
You can't do this.
Why not? It's just a word.
Charming thought, but here's the simple situation. The authorities already dislike us. If you do this, they will hate us, and by hook or by crook, they'll find a way to close us
down. Yeah, they can't close us down. We're pirates. That's why we're sitting out here in the middle of the friggin' ocean.
Believe me, they will find a way. Governments loathe people being free.
Come on, babe.
Okay. Okay, I'm thinking about it. Okay. My dear comrades, I have some sad news. The powers that be have decreed that the F word is a word too far. But at least for now, even though our dreams of freedom have died a tragic death, the Hollies are still alive.
Thank you.
I don't know why you did that. I was just going to say fuck once. One tiny little fuck.
There's no such thing as a tiny little fuck.
Yeah, there is. You should ask Angus's girlfriend.
Oh! Be that as it may, there's no fucks so small it won't fuck us up. One day, in a world of dreams, you'll be able to say wank or bollocks or even cock on the radio, but fuck, no.
Excuse me, your lordship.
Yes, Errol.
You've left your mic up in the studio.
Oh. So I have.
I do apologize, sir.
We're not there. For the four. Or was it five?
It was five.
F words, Quinn. The Hollies will continue undisturbed. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry about that, Quinn. But, you know, I thought you sounded good. You have a lovely
voice for radio.
Oh, that makes it six, Quinn. It couldn't have turned out better, in my opinion.
Right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Please sit down. Pirate radio stations. Good, 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 good. Now, I have told the Prime Minister that we will shut them down within 12 months.
As you will see, sir, they're not, in fact, outside of the law at the moment, sir.
Then they soon will be, won't they, Mr...
Fredericks.
You see, that's the whole point of being the government. If you don't like something, you simply make up a new law that makes it illegal.
Speaking of which, Mr...
Fredericks.
Yes, sir.
I think we might also start working on legislation to outlaw that haircut of yours.
You don't like it, sir?
No one likes it, apart from blind people. And I'm sure even they can sense its profound ugliness as it passes by. I'll give you a day to deal with the hair.
And a fortnight to deal with the pirates. Goodbye.
Miss C, as I suspected, totally useless. Send me that clever new chap.
Certainly, sir.
I have a job for him. We have some damage to do.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Simple Simon's Breakfast Show on 203 meters in the medium wave band.
You're one of 23 million this people listening to the Ball of Love dining room. Morning.
In the dining room. Looking forward to Saturday.
What, Saturday?
Saturday.
Sensational Saturday.
Ow! As you may have noticed, there are unfortunately no women on this boat. Apart from Felicity. Hiya. Who is of the lesbionic tendency. But every second Saturday, each DJ is allowed to invite one girl onto the boat. So, any idea who you'll invite?
No. Presumably there's a sort of presumption that there'll be sex of some sort.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
And no. I've spent my life at all boys' schools. The closest I've ever come to a snog is Well, I was once licked on the face. I am. Horse.
Sounds good, actually.
Yeah. Horse.
Sorry to hear that, Carl, my son. I would seriously like to help. I will put my mind to it.
This peacock.
How you lined up, Hank?
Well, her name is Daphne.
Ah, yes. She likes the bearded man.
She does indeed.
And the tiny knob.
Whatever.
I've got a tiny knob, actually. But I rather like it. Means I can wear smaller underpants.
Don't know what that means. I didn't understand any of that. Oh, but what about other parts?
Hey, who's that guy up there? I haven't met him yet.
That is Mark. He's the sexiest man on the planet. Hardly ever speaks. Not even when he's broadcasting, which is interesting.
So that's Midnight Mark. You want something to play with. Go and find yourself a toy.
But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive. And I'm not your little boy.
Wow.
No. You not got anyone?
No, not today.
I guess I'm looking for that one true love thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. You dig the dream?
I dig the dream.
Yeah, it's a good dream.
Oh, off here they come!
Here they come.
Hello!
Wow.
Hello!
Wowzer!
Oh my god, it's like a bowl of honey.
I want to sleep with them all.
I need a big drink.
My green sleeve.
You be in the skies. Oh, Jane and Paul. A circus and a horror, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you want. You made me a lavish. Yes, I just take your blessings.
All right, hurry, up the steps. Do you mind if I call you guys by the same name? Twins can be very confusing.
You know, this is actually a very interesting book.
Is it?
Yes. It's my father used to collect woodpeckers.
Really?
Yeah. No. Well, my father was an architect. How about you? What did your father do?
Oh, he had sex with my mum and then left without leaving his name or address.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's cool. You don't miss what you've never had. Nothing planned, you guys?
No.
Not yet.
Another very quiet afternoon for me and my sex life.
Oh, a sad room.
Ah, come here. I've come to get a predicament.
What predicament?
The whole sad act. No girl, unused, pencil-sized penis predicament.
Oh, that's predicament.
Walk this way.
Don't walk that way.
No. Well, I'm just gonna...
Walk woodpecker way.
Okay. Okay, it might work. But one, it's morally wrong.
Well, I mean, is it?
Yes. And two, it might not work, in which case I'm going to be the biggest idiot in the world.
Shh. Well, this is true. On the other hand, it could be the best 5 minutes of your life. Just...
You hear that?
It's destiny knocking. Get in there. Sorry, Joseph.
Sorry, Mum.
Okay.
boy.
Yeah, the doctor is hungry.
Come on in, baby.
What's this?
Alcohol.
Oh. You're trying to get me drunk, are you?
Of course I am.
How you been?
Yeah.
You all right?
Hmm.
I need to pull the pin on my love grenade.
Oh, please do.
Oh. Boo. I think we should turn the lights off.
We have to. I'd love to see you when I'm with you.
I can't make laughing. Electric light, it's unnatural. Trust me, though, yeah. My doctor. Okay. Do it, let's do this, yeah? Come on, keep your boots on.
Keeping the boots on.
Here we go. Although, not quite good enough. There. Pitch black. Hey.
You are a very complex man.
Thank you.
Will you... Will you just excuse me for a second?
Where are you going?
We should take some precautionary measures.
Oh, don't worry. I'm on the pill.
I still think I'd like to freshen up, though.
Okay. Hurry back.
Oh, I will. What the hell are you doing?
I just thought it'd be nice if I brushed my teeth first, but I didn't have my toothbrush, so what I did was up already.
No, I mean, what the hell are you doing still dressed?
Oh, yes, do you think I should get undressed?
Yeah, I can't walk out of there, start bullet naked, and walk back in fully clothed, can I?
Fine, okay, fine.
Think smart.
Fine. Are you sure it's dark enough out there?
It's pitch black. Pope could walk in and poke her. She would never know.
I just wish I was a bit bigger.
Why? Because you're beefy, you know?
Can I come
yeah,
in?
Yeah, hang out, hang on. One second. No, in here. Now then, hurry. Hurry up.
One.
Four. Right up there. Come in.
What are you doing in here?
Private man things.
Oh, I can hear voices.
You know, this disc jockey's right, it's practicing up. Patter.
Gosh, you're quite chunky, aren't you?
Am I? I mean, yeah. Yeah, I suppose I am. The girls seem to like it.
That's what I like about you. You're a nice, clean bird.
That's what you think.
No! No way, don't do that. Don't dry your hands, I love a girl with wet hands.
You are strange.
Toot toot!
Do you want to get down to it then?
Just give me a second, will you? I'm gonna. Well, you can see what I've got a bit of nougat, like, you know. Hold up, back.
Well, hurry up, lover boy.
Oh, I will love a girl. Wait, Casanova. Just find the right position and it will all be over before she realises. Just be quick.
Oh, I think you can be pretty sure I'm going to be quick.
I've got a lot of myself in you. Come here. Oh, it's a very special time. Trousers.
I can do this. I just don't know where...
Shh, quiet, look at me. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I'm not a virgin, okay?
No, I'm not. It's Carl. This is your destiny.
Hello, big boy.
No! Wrong one! Sorry.
Come in.
Sir.
Ah, yes.
Very impressive references here.
Thank you, sir.
Very unusual name.
Twat. And that's with two T's. Have you heard of pirate radio twat?
Like Radio Rock, sir.
Indeed, exactly like Radio Rock. Ever listened to it?
Not often. I'm not really a pop person. I prefer classical music.
Well, who doesn't?
The listeners of Radio Rock, sir?
Precisely. The drug takers and the law breakers and the bottom-bashing fornicators of our recently great country. Well, here's your little task. I want Rock off the air in 12 months, and I want you to be my private assassin.
Oh, God!
No, that's impossible.
I'm that then.
Oh, nice. A wonderful thing. Where she put a tiny bit of ketchup.
Hi. I'm sorry, ma'am, but who are you?
Bob? Smooth Bob? Bob Silver, the Dawn Treader. I do the early morning show.
Oh. You're Bob.
Yeah.
Good old Bob.
How long have you been on the boat, Bob?
7 months. Every morning, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Well, then, how come we've never met you?
Oh, you know, I keep myself to myself. A lot of sleep. Fair amount of drugs. Total immersion in the vinyl. Mm. You know, got to listen to the music if you're gonna give the people what they need.
Amen.
You know, in their heart and their soul. Yeah. Better be getting back to the sounds because it's a big hectic in here.
That's Bob.
Good old Bob.
No.
Oh, that's Bob.
Right, Sir Bob.
What was his name again?
Really?
So, young man, how's it going?
Well, sir, I think I may have had a little breakthrough. The pirate stations only exist because they sell advertising.
Ah, yes, you can listen to our pop music, but only if you also buy Findus frozen fish fingers.
Exactly. So what we can do immediately is make advertising on the stations illegal for British companies. We would cut off the boat's cash with one fell swoop.
Brilliant. I like you, Twat.
I'm on the
station.
Oh, fuck! Blowing the whistle, man.
I have a very important announcement. As you may know, there has been a serious squeeze put on our advertisers by Her Majesty's government. This chart... Thank you, John. Displays what's been happening to our advertising revenue in the last few weeks.
Oh.
So, I've had to stir myself from my traditional languor and do something to make the station more attractive to new commercial partners. 2 years ago, something terrible happened, and we lost the greatest DJ pirate radio has ever known to America, ambition, and alcoholic poisoning. And then something wonderful happened, and we got, in return from America, a man who proved more than capable of filling those enormous shoes.
Can I have that count?
I do my humble best.
Yes,
and now, my friends, I have good news.
Bad news, sir.
Very good news.
Have you ever heard of Gavin Kavanagh?
No, I have not.
He's possibly the most famous popular music broadcaster ever. Indeed, a strange and mysterious legend.
And what about him?
Well, sir, he's decided to return.
No! Stop it! Yeah. Oh, my!
3 weeks today, Gavin Kavanagh returns to Rock on Radio. Rock!
Yeah! Yeah.
So, it is more important than ever to actually close the stations down. Otherwise, the advertisers will simply flock back and pay their bills from abroad.
Well, what are we going to do then?
We go, sir, for the jugular.
And this next song is dedicated to the coolest man in the whole of the world, and he's about to step onto this boat. It is gorgeous Gavin Kavanagh, and this week he is definitely number one.
Bye.
I am he.
I wonder what that makes me, the king.
You're the clown.
Nice to meet you, sweetheart.
Right.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Rules changed?
I'm Elizabeth.
Ruby? Always or mostly?
Absolutely always.
So you say.
No, stop that.
Now, take me to a microphone.
I need to broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
Doing something dirty? You're doing something your parents don't know about. Are you breaking the law? Are you breaking the rule? Open your knees and feel the breeze. Because Gavin's back to stay. Now it's just you and me, and I'm looking right up your skirt. I bring you to learn. That feels so good. That feels wonderful.
Listen to this.
This will make you moist. What to learn, kids? What to learn? Buddy Holly.
That's for sure.
This is Gavin, tweaking the nation's nipples.
Come give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
So, join me tomorrow when I'll be playing definitive rock and roll here on Radio Rock. Think of me when you come.
Hello, it's Jolly John.
For some more murders, rapes and abductions, it's the news.
The news... at midday. In London,
Twat! Miss C, how is the jugular going?
Slowly, sir.
Yes, I hear the arrival of Mr. Kavanagh has been followed by the finding of a rash of news stations, for God's sake.
Yes, sir.
Sort it out in a fortnight. Find me a loophole in the law so that I can make them all illegal, or you are both fired. And when I say fired, I do not only mean that you'll lose your jobs, I mean that you never work again. Disastrous! Pathetic! Ugly nobodies. Jugular. My ass!
How about a little bit more seekers? Harold, I just put another one straight on. Double seekers. Two.
You wanted to see me?
Oh, yes, Carl. Your birthday's coming, and I haven't got you a present yet. It's difficult. What do you give the man who hasn't?
Nothing. Oh, it's tricky.
So, after deep thought, what I've decided is to give you a nice time. Tomorrow evening, I've invited my niece Marianne to dinner. She is the sweetest and prettiest girl in the world.
It's Midnight Love here. Hi. Hello?
Midnight Mark.
Carl, good evening. This is Marianne.
These arms are mine.
Hi.
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 You already said that.
Oh, could you excuse me for 1 second? Dave. Hi.
Hey.
Could, I borrow a condom?
Sure. Well, well, well. Young Carl.
You, do you know how it works?
Of course I bloody know how it works.
Carl.
they made me steer the thing myself, alone.
And you did?
Yeah, I must be the most inexperienced person.
Squinting around?
No, actually, you just missed him.
Oh, my God. A woman. Not just a woman, the most beautiful and succulent woman in the history of mankind.
Dave, this is Marianne.
Dave, hello, I'm a real fan.
Who isn't? Well, it's lovely to meet you, miraculous Marianne. Parlez-vous français?
No,
me neither. I can see why you wanted that condom.
What?
Oh, well. Night-night.
What did he just say?
Night-night?
No, before that.
I didn't quite catch it.
Did you say, I can see why you wanted the condom?
I didn't hear him say that.
I did. And the only conclusion I can draw from that is that you thought I was going to be so easy that you borrowed a condom.
No.
What other conclusion can I then draw?
Okay, it's true. And I'm sorry. It's just that, I mean, the first moment I saw you, I fell in love with you. Instantly. And I thought that if I got luckier than any man's ever got, it would be a tragedy if I didn't have a condom. I can see now that was just sick and very wrong. And so I'm going to take the condom out of my pocket and I'm throwing the condom into the North Sea. You see, I already adore you. I hope one day we'll get married and have children.
Thank you. Come here.
You don't have another condom.
Sorry, mate. It was my last. What happened to the one I gave you?
Long story.
Try Gavin.
Thank you. Okay, just 1 minute. This is my room. You should stay here, and I'll be back. And, Kevin, I can see you.
All right. Hey.
Good evening.
You don't have any... No, probably not. Carry on. Thank you, Governor. I really appreciate it.
Don't mention it, youngster. Remember, be gentle, but be firm. Very firm indeed. And when you're done with it, run it under the tap, rinse it out, use it again.
Where is she? Marianne? Oh, baby. Oh, no.
Oh, hey, kid. Hey, how you doing?
I can see you, Marianne.
So long, Marianne.
it's time we began to lie and cry. Make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. Ah, so long, Marianne, it's time we began to laugh.
Enter.
Sir, the 2 weeks are over, and I'm afraid I haven't really been able to find you a loophole.
What a shame. Time for you to move on, then, like your sad little father.
But what I have done is find you a noose. I have a report here that says that last week the distress call of a fishing boat wasn't heard because its radio wave band was blocked by Radio Rock. Men were dying, and they couldn't be saved because of this rock and roll pornography. I think, sir, we have our smoking gun.
Very good indeed.
Did the fisherman die in the end?
No, sir.
That's a pity.
I think I may have also discovered a way of actually getting on the boat to do some more intimate research.
Well done, twat.
Thank you, sir.
We have their testicles in our hands. And it feels good.
It's Magnificent Monday, and 200 Georgia's competition winners are heading straight for Radio Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Boat of Bliss!
Lost.
Morning.
It's
just quite a big boat.
Morning.
And I've only been here. And this is the kitchen. And this is the food we eat if the weather's bad and we can't get it fresh from shore.
Tin food.
And this is our cook, Felicity. She's a lesbian.
Yes, I am.
Hello. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Hello. Got a bit lost.
More than a bit. In order to get here, you have to open a really quite heavy door with the words no entry on.
Well, I didn't see that. So it must have been left open.
You look suspiciously square to be a fan of this boat's output.
No, I'm a real fan.
I hope so. Because if word gets out that you're here to spy on us, I think you may have trouble hanging into your testicles.
Are you threatening me?
You know, I think I am. Because I've got pretty good instincts, and you look like a twat to me.
Get out of here! Everyone leaves in 15 minutes!
Welcome back. I hope you've all had a tremendous time. The only slightly odd thing is there seem to be about half as many of you as there were earlier. If you give us a moment, we will sort out this strange and mysterious situation.
lady.
Hi, Quinn. Busy day.
So I see. But I rather fear now is the time to move on.
You can all come back to my room if you like. Girl at the back.
No.
Give it up, Nutsford.
So, what did you find out?
The boat itself is in very bad condition.
Oh, good.
Which means if they ever try to get away or even move, they won't get far.
Bravo, mission accomplished. So, tell me, Twat, what's the plan?
I think we should work to get public opinion on our side. Then, January the 1st, we make pirate radio totally illegal on the grounds that they are endangering the lives of the brave men and women of the nation's shipping community, upon whom the economy and fish and chip shops of the country depend. And if they try to defy the law, we take them out.
Splendid.
I think we can call it the Marine Offences Act.
The Marine Offences Act. I like it. And I think the Queen will like it too.
We have them on the ropes.
Good. I love ropes. You must come over to dinner sometime. Meet the family.
And that was for Erica from Wolverhampton. Yep, it's mail time.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Simon.
Well, Carl, my mate, my best mate. I've got some news. I don't know why I'm singing. I can't even. My words are just coming out in tune. I'm so happy.
If I were the Count right now, I would definitely be using the F word to describe the level of this good news. Hold me. Hold me. Oh, the what? I'm getting married. To a woman.
Oh!
You're fucking doing what?
And give her one for the next star.
I won't.
What's the lovely lady's name?
Eleanor.
Eleanor?
Yeah, she's an American.
Well, I hope you all appreciate what this means. From next Saturday, there will, for the first time, be a woman living on the boat. Mm. No offence meant.
Oh, none taken. I'm actually quite excited about it.
Hands off, you lesbian! Watch out!
But Eleanor will, of course, be totally exclusive to her lucky husband here. I hope you gentlemen can take it.
From my eyes only!
May I just say, now that Quinn has departed, one word which I believe is the only word in the world that now matters, and that word is...
matrimony.
Stay!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yes! Yes! Stay! 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 Stay!
Fantastic!
What's a stag?
Yeah!
I thought you were having a seizure. He's okay. He's fine. So how long have you guys known each other?
2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's the old proverbial thunderbolt. There I was, just minding my own business, having a quiet drink. Overtrot this blonde bombshell. Before I knew it, there was quite a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of kissing.
And then?
No, I'm afraid we're both big believers in the whole not before the big night thing.
Yeah. That is sick.
It's not sick.
It's just great.
I just hope that the boat is solid. The sexual energy that will be unleashed that night would blow a hole in her blooming side.
I don't know how you feel.
It's going to be like Niagara Falls under my sheets.
Yeah, my sheets too.
What?
Where are we going, Cal?
We are going exactly where we should be going.
Pop! Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But I make it very clear, they've got no room for raving. They stop me from grooving, they bang on the wall. They're really fast, it's no good at all. Lazy Sunday afternoon, I've got no time to worry.
No,
there's nothing to say.
think I might have had a bit too much to drink last night. What about you?
No, I'm in good shape. In fact, I find alcohol rather sharpens my mind.
Really?
Yes. And I've been thinking.
Dangerous?
It's a bit queer that your mum sent you here to get on the straight and narrow, when this is obviously the worst possible place in the world to do that. There's sex and drugs and alcohol.
Without the sex.
My theory is that you're here because it's exactly the right time for a young man like you to get to know his dad.
Huh?
I therefore think that your dad is on this boat. And since he's definitely not me, I think he's probably Quentin. Sometimes, just sometimes, I think I should be called Clever Kevin. What do you say to that?
And top news of the day. At 2:45 precisely this afternoon, Sir Simon Swafford, King of the Charts, marries the prettiest girl who ever lived.
I just want you to know, I want to assure listeners that this doesn't mean that I have any less love for you. I'll still be here every morning. The only difference will be, I'll be happy.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever more near me.
Oh my God, here she comes.
Your looks intoxicate me.
Big day. Big day!
Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you.
Oh, I shouldn't look.
Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell. And you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God, apparently, which is, scary, to witness the wedding of this man and this total goddess. Jesus Christ alone knows why she's marrying him.
Good one.
But love is, as the Everly brothers so wisely observed, strange.
Bride is blushing now as the groom is gazing into her eyes. You can almost see Cupid fluttering his wings above their heads. Oh, no, there was a seagull.
Oh, shut up, Mansford. Best man, have you got the rings?
I have.
Thanks, mate.
There you are. I now declare you man and stunning wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Oh, well.
Watch out.
Those bridesmaids.
Hey.
Hey.
How did it go?
I think it will get better.
You know, it was... she was tired. I was a little overexcited. It was, if I'm honest, it was a bit quick stick. You know, we don't need to blow it all in one night, do we?
Do we?
No. No, for all the time in the world. Round two.
Look.
Thanks.
Hey, babe.
You look like a unicorn. In a negligee. How is Mrs. Swafford this morning?
Good. Good, very good.
Brought you some tea. Oh. Yeah?
I don't like tea.
Drink it myself.
Simon, I've got some news.
No. Oh, don't tell me you're... Oh, you're pregnant already, aren't you?
Oh, I knew this was going to happen. The Swaffords have always had strong stuff. I didn't realize.
No, it's not that.
Oh. Phew.
Not that I don't want babies. I do. I want a dozen. You'll be in bits by the time I'm done. But, you know, I thought that we could have a few more years of reckless shagging before we settle into Baby Boulevard.
Simon, I'm so in love.
Of course you are.
Gavin is so fantastic.
Oh, isn't he? Isn't he just the greatest, the coolest guy?
Yes, he is. I guess that's why I'm in love with him.
Colbert, when you say that you're in love with him, there might be a translation. What do you mean by that?
Well, I met him about a week before I met you. And I fell in love with him. But he said the only way that I could be on the boat was if we got married. And he wouldn't do that for obvious reasons. So I suggested that I could just marry another DJ, and that way I could still be on the boat. He said that was a mad idea. But then I met you. And I saw you sitting all alone in that pub, and I just leapt at the opportunity and, well... Now here I am. And if it's okay with you, I'll be moving in with Gavin tonight. Oh, thanks for being so understanding.
But I don't understand.
But I just explained. See, I met Gavin and we fell in love and
I wanted
to get married.
No, I get that. I get the ins and outs of it. What I don't understand is how you could be so cruel. I mean, we're just married. If you read that yesterday, and we're supposed to spend the rest of our lives together.
We will. It's just, I'll be having sex with Gavin instead of you every night, but we'll still be friends. Mm-hmm. If you need me, I'll be right next door. Okay.
Having sex.
Hopefully. Yes. You might hear us.
That would be nice.
Official sources were today sad to announce the separation of Simon Swafford and his wife, Eleanor, after 17 hours of marriage. It is understood the split is due to musical differences.
I can't believe.
time is now 7:09 in the a.m. and you're listening to Simple Simon Swafford Show on Radio Rock, 203 meters on the medium wave band. And remember, folks, it ain't simple being cool, but it's cool being simple.
Oh, what do you have to say, bastard?
Oh, come on, Beef. I didn't ask her to do it, and I said to her, it's absolutely not on, and now she's left. She's gone. She's left the boat. She's not coming back. I honestly can't see what I've done at all. What can I say? It's the dark side of rock and roll.
Can you tell me one thing? Before she left this morning, did you... You didn't... You know...
Just one little pop.
Oh.
I thought it was the least I could do after all the trouble the lovely girl had gone to.
Simon, wait. Can't really blame him, can you?
Oh, yeah, you can. Mister, you ever heard of the Vietnam War?
I have.
Well, that Holocaust is simply a playground skirmish next to what you're about to experience. And declaring war. W-A-R. I'll tear you apart.
My dear listeners, you may have noticed a certain cooling of the relationship between His Royal Highness, the Count of Cool, and a guy called Gavin. Well, I'm eager to show the world that he is a coward. So I'm suggesting something that's pretty big where I come from, and it's a game called Chicken. Rock! Rock!
The man who climbs furthest is the victor. May the best man win, and the biggest chicken lose. Aren't we ready? And let the ascent commence!
She's worth it.
She definitely was.
It's getting pretty high now. I suppose there might be an argument that it's time for a moment of reflection.
Spoken like a 5-star chicken.
What are you doing?
Just trying to help you out.
Come in! Come on, guys!
Stop!
All he did was have sex with someone's wife. Sorry, Simon, nothing personal.
If you fall, you will die! Oh my god!
Change your mind, then?
Well, what?
About me being a chicken.
Why do you ask?
Well, we've reached the top.
And?
It's the top.
But it's not the end.
Isn't it?
No, sir.
Silly bastard, this is madness!
Look, look, look! Oh,
you're
not!
I mean,
I see one, and I'm looking at one right now. Adios, amigo.
Oh, fuck! Help him! I don't even like Simon!
Cry baby!
Cry baby!
Whoa,
what are you doing?
Oh, Papa Luba, what bamboo?
Johnny Fruity!
Ladies and gentlemen of Great Britain, Abraham Lincoln once said it is a measure of a man that he can admit when he's wrong. I have been catastrophically wrong.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to apologize to a dear friend of mine. Simon. Finally, everything on board's gonna be just fine.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
I can see your nuts, Nutswood.
Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze.
For the first time in the history of basketball, the United Kingdom of Great Britain will take on the United States of America. Sure, throwing him into the best way of getting to learn how to swim.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, although on second thoughts, it might just be for kids.
I can't touch the bottom!
Yeah, that's right. Throw a baby in. Floats instinctively, naturally. It's a beautiful thing. I think if you throw in an adult, it doesn't work that way.
Goodbye! In the summertime. In the
summertime. In the summertime. Deprivation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Your Highness. Which one is that, please?
Okay. I've got you Limey's beat. I have never had a sexual dream featuring a member of the royal family. Raise your hand if you have been as equally deprived.
Princess Margaret.
Yes, the foal. Six. Puntos.
Well, weakness is a race.
Good, good.
Well done, mate.
Good. I read.
Full house. Felicity.
I have never had sex with a man.
Ooh, risky one.
I didn't think that's
what we were sharing.
Damn it! Damn it!
Sorry.
Okay. It was at school, obviously. Who hasn't? Eh?
Me.
All of us.
Besides you guys, okay. It was just once. And his name was Jackman.
Jackman.
Of course his name was Jackman.
Yeah. You can laugh, but actually he was something of a god.
You know, I bet he was.
In the upper fifth.
In the upper fifth?
Yes.
A bit of a god in the upper fifth.
Jackman.
I was curious.
Sadly, it means you only get one point.
One
better
point.
Than none. One point for Felicity.
Well done.
Look at his go-on. Okay.
Mr. Gavin Kavanagh.
Right.
Bit of a strange one, this. I've never been on a date with a girl.
Wait.
And after sex, thought she wouldn't notice if I let go a little bit of wind. did so, and realised it wasn't wind. It was diarrhea. Ah. So I've never been in bed with a girl of my dreams with poo all over the sheets behind me.
No.
Raise your hands, anyone who's not done that.
No way.
Oh! David!
Oh, yes. You bastard, man.
I didn't tell anyone.
You did that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I told her that my wife would be home in 5 minutes, so she left.
So you got away with it?
Yeah, it's a grey area.
Tell them.
The problem being, my wife then came home and got into quite a lot of trouble for pooing in the bed. Oh, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Poo come!
Gordon Gavin!
Oh yes, that was beautiful. We're back on Pubic Air, Radio Rock 203 metres on the medium waveband.
And whatever you do, don't tell Dr. Dave I tell you the infamous poo story. It's Gavin here, and what a year it's been. Government plans to undermine us have failed spectacularly. In fact, a recent poll says that at an election, 93% of British people would vote for the pirates rather than the government. This is why.
Very sorry, sir.
Don't worry, Twat. You may lose the public relations battle, but we will win the war. We shall proceed. We shall not tell anyone. Executions are best done behind closed doors. Now shut that filth off!
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spent the whole...
It's me, Angus the Nutsbird! It's Christmas time!
Woo-hoo. Carl. I just got a message from Shaw, and your mother is dropping by to pay us a visit for Christmas.
No kidding. Well, when does she arrive?
Tomorrow. She was always very impromptu.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I thought you might like to know, in case you want to, you know, brush your hair or hide the large stack of pornography you keep on that shelf. Oh, yeah, your mum's coming on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, send her my best. Tell her, tell her Muddy Waters rocks.
Okay.
She'll know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope you like it.
Love it. Hey, right on, brother. That's some hot mummy you got there.
Ow! Is that one from me?
Good luck, my friend.
Thanks.
Mum, I hate to be abrupt. Can I ask you a very serious question?
It's moving. Yes, I'm going, you're listening.
Is Quentin my father?
I beg your pardon?
You heard me. Is Quentin my dad?
No. No. He isn't.
No.
No.
Cool. It was just...
I was just thinking how great it would be to have a father. I really like one of those. How long are you here for?
Oh, only Boxing Day. Leaving in the morning. Now this is very good cognac.
It is 10:15.
Raise a glass to Carl's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful Charlotte.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was a shag well shagged. The night you made this lip
pattern. You're here.
I couldn't put it better myself.
Now, when he came aboard, I'm sure it's all agreed that we thought he was a bit of a posh tosker.
I don't like him.
He seemed unpleasant.
Me neither.
You know what? He is now one of us.
Yes, he is!
We would like him to stay forever.
Forever!
And just to finish off, Kev, bless you. Rabbits are Easter, not Christmas.
That's why they call it the Easter Bunny.
All right. I am seriously thick, aren't I?
You are! You're the thickest!
Right, jokes. What is the largest living mammal on Earth?
What is the largest living mammal on Earth?
The blue whale, weighing over 150 tons. Oh, these are facts. These are the fact ones. They're not proper. They're not jokes. We all got facts.
Darling, I think you might have a joke.
Ah. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, it's funny.
Would you like a mince pie?
Yes, I would, thank you.
Shall we have another go with the thing?
The crackers?
Yes, the cracker thing.
Right.
Well, that's quite enough excitement for one day.
Well, bye, Mum. Oh, by the way, our late night DJ Bob sent you a message, which is Muddy Waters rocks.
Oh my God, he didn't tell you, did he?
What?
What?
What do you mean what? What do you mean? Oh my God, he didn't tell you.
Oh nothing, darling. Oh, nothing.
Mum, it's not nothing. Oh Mum.
Really? What?
Please tell me you didn't sleep with him.
Of course I slept with him. Everybody slept with him. He was absolutely gorgeous in those days.
Hold on a second. We can't be talking about the same Bob. This is the late night DJ here, the beast with the beard.
Well, he was indeed a beast, but at that time, as far as I can recall, he was clean shaven.
When? When did you sleep with Bob?
Oh, Vamsi, will you stop badgering me? I don't know. When? How old are you?
18 and a half.
Well, then it must have been 19 and a quarter years ago, then. Give or take. Anyway, let's go. That poor man's been waiting forever. I'm so glad we've got that old chestnut out of the way, aren't you? Bye-bye, darling. Oh, and tell Mark, you know, that it was a lovely, lovely night.
No!
You said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you.
Dude, great show. I think I've got some pretty big news for you.
Cool. I'm in a pretty loose mood. I think I can handle it.
I think I'm pretty sure that you are, as it were, technically speaking, my dad. You're the man I've been missing and waiting for and searching for all my life.
Cool.
That's it. That's your reaction.
Just give me a minute.
Dusty Springfield there on the Dawn Treader with quite possibly the finest white soul voice in the world, and this is a young man who's really quite good at playing the guitar. Jimmy. So
morning, hap cats.
Hey.
Hi. What's new?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Sign it, sir. And in 3 days, our heroic disc jockeys become dangerous criminals.
Well done, twat. That is my kind of Christmas present.
Thank you, sir.
Right, pirate radio abolished. A show of hands? Good, moving on. Now we have to make up our mind.
Why does the sun go on shining?
In the House of Commons today, the new Marine Offences Act was passed
unanimously. From midnight on New Year's Eve, all pirate radio stations, including, of course, Radio Rock, will be breaking the law. Everyone who works on them, and indeed everyone who listens to them, will be in contravention of the new law and risk prison sentences, both short and long.
Why do the stars glow
above? Carl.
You okay?
Yeah, just, you know, a few months ago, I made a terrible mistake.
Really?
Yeah. But I realized something. And instead of crushing the thought, the moment it came, I let it hang on, and now I know it to be true. And I'm afraid it's stuck in my head forever.
What was the thought?
These are the best days of our lives.
a terrible thing to know, but I know it.
I don't know about that.
Oh. Well, yeah. Yeah. Maybe you'll be lucky. Maybe you'll have better days, but I doubt it. We stood on top of the mountain, compadre. It's a long way, dooby-dooby down.
The day has come. Tonight, pirate radio dies. From midnight, we are a ghost ship, floating without hope on cold, dark waters. You have done almighty work. Thank you. But your work is done.
Not mine, sir.
I'm an American citizen, and I don't give a hoot and any goddamn about your nitpicking limey laws. I intend to broadcast from this ship 24 hours a day until the day I die. And then for a couple days after that.
Not wanting to sound rude or anything.
But don't you think that might be an ever so slightly monotonous experience for the listener?
What do you say to 12 hours each, noble sir?
The way I look at it, the world couldn't survive without my comedy. And who's going to have the moral backbone to play the Seekers when the mood is right?
They've split up.
I intend to celebrate the back catalogue.
I intend to stop you doing so.
Some of you know, my wife left me after 17 hours of marriage, but I survived that because I live for music. And now, with nothing else to live for, I'm willing to die for it as well.
I've always lived for news and weather. Happy to die for them too. Especially the weather.
I've got nowhere else to go.
I have somewhere else to go, but it's Peckham. So I think I'll stick around.
Can't let everyone starve. And I'm slightly worried where my increasingly powerful sexuality will take me when I return to normal life.
I've got a very strong suspicion that Felicity fancies me. Not about to go anywhere. Just when I'm in with a chance.
Obviously, I'm in. You're the only people in the world who like me.
Thank you, gentlemen. Lady. Strange. Bearded thing. But make no mistake, they will come after us.
Let them try.
So, faithful followers, the end is nigh. We bid you farewell.
With dignity and pride. We thought we'd never die.
But, well,
you can't fight City Hall. And so,
take care. Be good.
Listen to the music. It's a good thing to do. It's the count. Counting down and out for the count at last. 3, 2, 1. And the rest is silence.
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, Donnie. Well done to it.
Thank you, sir.
The Queen.
Her Majesty's Government.
Let's rock!
What the fuck are you doing here?
She asked to see someone called Carl.
Who asked?
She did. Let's
spend the night together. It's her. And her. You want to come on board?
You know you're risking going to prison by being here.
Yes. This is my friend Margaret. She came to keep me company.
Hey. Oh, this is my friend, the Count.
Well, hello, Margaret. You think you could ever love a man with a funky Fu Manchu?
No, I don't.
I could shave it.
Still no.
I haven't had sex in 3 months.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Actually, it's only been a month. The last time we were by myself.
Oh, good to see you. I'm very sorry about what I did that night.
No, it's fine.
I mean, obviously, who would want to sleep with me?
Let's see, shall we?
Well, we could, you know, play Scrabble, if you fancy it.
I hate Scrabble.
Me too. Absolutely loathe it. Hate it. Cluedo, on the other hand, is in London. Kevin, out!
Lovely to see you again, Marianne.
Guy's in love with you. Yes, I'd
like a cup of tea. Oh, yes, that would be. Look
at you the way I do. When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you, I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk.
Would you like a cup of tea?
A cup of tea would be lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen of Great Britain, Carl has emerged
from the Chamber of Love.
Carl, say hello to the 20 million people who have been waiting with bated breath to hear the news whether or not you have indeed misplaced your crucial cherry tonight. I think that's a yes. Is that a yes? And remember, the reply, I don't want to answer that question, means yes.
I'm certainly not going to answer that question.
You said it!
We have liftoff!
Yes, news flash. A nice young man has lost his virginity.
In the North Sea, more soon on that.
Breaking story.
Hello, Carl. Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you could see what I see now.
They'll be dancing in the street all over the United Kingdom tonight.
Good night, but that thing you see shining through the window is the cold light of dawn, and I don't want you all to imagine that they won't be coming after us with the full force of the law to crush our testicles like grapes. But don't despair completely, because I'm glad to tell you I've come up with quite a clever little plan.
Oh, legend.
Winter.
All hands on deck.
Our leader.
I just hope it works.
Of course it will work.
Good night, Miss C.
Good night, sir.
D-Day for Radio Rock at last.
Indeed, sir.
That's D for death, since they're not ready to go willingly. I'm afraid very nasty is our only option.
Found anything?
Yes, sir.
What? What have you found?
Well, fish, sir.
I beg your pardon?
Mainly fish.
Can I help you, officer?
You certainly can, yes. What the hell are you doing here?
Fishing, sir.
I mean, what are you doing here? Here! Where the Radio Rock ship always is and always has been anchored!
Can't say it rings a bell, sir. What kind of boat is she? Lobster? Cod? Tuna?
Oh, shut the fuck up!
This is obviously a trick, and she's scarpered. Now, don't you get cocky, Captain Birdseye. We are going to find these bastards, and when we do, we are going to smash them! Everybody out! We've got the wrong damn boat!
We should have set sail years ago.
You're a very clever man. This is a very good plan.
What the fuck was that?
Well, my French Lizardman, put a small hiccup on board Radio Rock, and I return you the small faces. Gentlemen, I have some good news and some bad news. Which would you prefer?
Good news.
A bit of good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Okay. The good news is the engine has exploded and we're all going to die.
Right. Perfect.
Joke.
Hello. Hey. Dr. Dave, Radio Rock. How's that good news? I haven't yet told you how we're going to die. That's the bad news.
How are we
going
to die?
We're going to drown in the freezing waters of the North Sea.
Oh, shit.
suing me.
There is a huge hole in the side of the boat, and in an unfortunate development, it transpires that the lifeboats are useless.
Actually, that's quite good for you, isn't it? Because you can't swim, so you'll die quicker.
All right. I'm going to the studio. Harold, John, up here now.
Yeah, we're coming.
This isn't going to happen.
Radio Rock News Flash with John Mayfield.
News coming in that the famous Radio Rock has a large hole in its side and is therefore sinking into the North Sea. Really quite fast.
So, a tiny crisis here. So, if any of you out there knows anyone suffered with a boat of any shape or form, give them a ring. Our coordinates are 5370 North 2. Sorry. 215 East. Here's a rather long record. I hope I'm here at the end of it.
Swear word we've ever spoken to them. Have to pick up a mayday.
Nevertheless, we should move. Come on.
I'm not sure we're in the right place at the right time.
Want for heaven's sake.
It really is getting quite serious now, sir. I'm asking permission to send our boats back to pick them up.
Absolutely not. I absolutely could not justify the extra expenditure when there are so many other problems we need money for as a government, both
home and abroad.
They might die, sir.
Happens to the best of us, sir.
Happens to the very best of us. Nighty-night.
Mark, well done.
Come in. And in those trousers, not bad. Thank you, John. So, we'll be safe here for a while. The captain thinks we've got till dawn before we go the full Titanic. We've sent out an official distress call, and I'm sure someone will rescue us soon.
Really?
Really? Yeah?
They're all right.
Really?
They're all right.
Can I just say something, then? I know I'm not the most popular guy on the boat. On the radio, I'm fine. In the flesh, it's something that people just don't warm to. I know. But I just want to say, the 3 years here, I've been closer to finding friendship than I've ever been in my life. And I'd rather have had that and die than not have had it and live. I think. Maybe not. No, actually.
Man, come on. You've been ridiculous.
Well,
look, this is...
I'm not popular.
No, that's... Every group needs a fall guy. Angie, and yeah, sure, you've been it. But it's not... It's just been a joke. You know? I mean, look it. Everybody who actually loves this nut, huh, and is proud as can be to count him in the number of their friends, just raise their hands. See?
There we go. David?
Be honest.
Oh, what? Oh, okay. Right.
Where's Bob?
Come on.
Wait a minute, where's Bob?
Guys, Bob!
Where's my dad?
Oh, wait another minute. So who's broadcasting?
No one. 203 meters on the medium wave band is silent for the first time.
Oh, excuse my language, but fuck that sideways, sir. Harold, up to you.
Easy. Just listening to a new track by the Grateful Dead.
I'm going to have to stop.
Hey, don't do that! Don't do that! That's a bit of a space invasion, man.
Well, the thing is, Bob, the boat is actually sinking, and if you listen to the end of this track, you will die.
Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now
thanks, man. You're welcome.
Yeah, hand to me.
What are you doing?
I'm feeling guilty about sleeping with your girlfriend. Twice in a night. Three times, if you can. Hey, Bob.
Hey. Oh, dear. That is not a good record.
Well,
I think it's time we got the fuck out of here. Come on.
To all our listeners, this is what I have to say. God bless you all. As for you bastards in charge, don't dream it's over.
Here's we'll come, here's we'll go. And politicians will do fuck off to make the world a better place. But all over the world, young men and young women will always dream dreams and put those dreams into song. Something important dies tonight. Just a few ugly dogs on a crappy ship. The only sadness tonight is that in future years, there'll be so many fantastic songs that it will not be our privilege to play. But believe you me, they will still be written. They will still be sung. And they will be the wonder of the world.
It is.
Quick, you better go.
Okay, here we gotta do. Chicken.
I think we're actually gonna die.
Why?
I'll explain later. So, tell us,
Mark, now at the very end, what was your secret?
How did you get all them girls?
Simple. Don't say anything at all.
Nothing.
Nothing. Then when the tension becomes too much to bear, and finally, you just say, how about it then?
How about it then?
How about it
then? How about it then? Works every time.
How about it? Well, how about this? How about the situation here? Try and fuck your way out of this one, Mark. We're gonna die.
Come on, Harold. We are gonna live forever!
So this is where the party is!
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, come on up. Relax,
see you,
enjoy yourself.
Come on.
Oh,
hold on, you're right.
And the count. Any sign of the count? No.
It's not getting better.
Boat! How big? How big a bloody boat?
Coolest man on the planet, and that is strangely in his own handwriting.
Some people say that they don't bother listening to it.
Who says that?
Well, they said that he didn't really like it.
Oh.
And he did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, from out there, they glint and make you look sort of satanic.
See you later, Tom.
Okay.
So, Dr. Arthur C. Measure. Interesting name. Do you mind if I just call you Doctor for short?
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Good. So, Doctor for short. Tell us, oceanographer. Dr. Dave. Not quite so nutty, but good for your medical requirements. Way!
It does not surprise me that you are single.
Yesterday's anti-war demonstrations in Bolton. Today, we'll be mainly wet.
Enjoy it here.
I didn't mean what I said.
You didn't?
No, I think you're okay. A good guy and, you're a good egg, you know.
Thanks.
You could look at some
eyes. What a prick.
shame you're a leather. Oh, it'd be nuts, Dean.
Talking to the microphone of love.
That was Spirit from their first LP entitled, unsurprisingly, Spirit.
Oh, he's doing it, he's doing it! You can't see this, but he has just clicked on this record with a right boot of his Cuban heel.
Very nice. That's how you do it, isn't it?
Things went wrong, baby. Who did you run to? Who found a shoulder to lay your head upon? Oh, wasn't I there? Didn't I take good care of you?
Really?